If I could have your attention here in the Media Center, we will now begin our winner's press conference for the 8th annual Overton's 150. We're joined by a race-winning driver, Christopher Bell, who drives the number 4 Sirius XM Toyota Tundra for Kyle Busch Motorsports. This is his fourth win in 2017, and he now takes an 18-point lead into Michigan over Johnny Sauter in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series standings. We'll start with you, Christopher. I mean, restarts are always crazy at this place, and today you made the most of it and were able to come out on top after a pretty serious battle there for the lead.
Yeah, it was tough. Well, we always know restarts are going to be really tough here when we come to Pocono, and I think I got trapped on the bottom there a lot. But really, I knew my truck was so good that I was just trying to make sure that I didn't go negative and lose spots because I knew I could pick them off one by one once we got going.
Rudy, you know, you're looking at this race here, always a challenge because you have to set up the truck and kind of make compromises in the different turns. How confident were you in your Toyota Tundra to bring it home to victory lane today?
Yeah, we had two really good practices, even though the one was shortened yesterday. Christopher was up to speed, like, right away. Our setup has been really good here for 3 years now, so tuned on it. Felt very confident. Obviously, Kyle was really good, and it's unfortunate we didn't get to race him straight up. The first 30 laps, we weren't perfect. We worked on a little bit, and we swung a little bit too hard the first pit stop and got to the other side of the fence on where we were, and finally got it right there for the last 30 where it mattered and pulled out the victory.
Okay. Let's open the floor up for questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start here with Zach.
Zach Cerniello from the Pocono Record. Chris, going down with the – I guess on that last restart, you saw how far John Hunter got out in front, but you were catching him really quickly there. But it took a while for you to actually get around him. What was that battle like from your perspective?
Well, the biggest thing is here at Pocono, you get a really good draft runs because the straightaways are so long. So once I – and our truck, I felt like, was a lot better than his. So once I got to second, I kind of saw where he was struggling at and started reeling him down and – then I kept trying to pass him getting into turn one, which is where I made the majority of my passes. But it was really tough because he was racing me hard, obviously, for the lead. But whereas the other guys in the previous passes, they'd give me the spot once I got inside of them. And then once I realized that I wasn't going to make the pass in turn one, I'd look up in my mirror, and just from us running side by side down the straightaways, we brought those guys behind us right up to us. So I knew that I needed to just follow him and regroup, rethink of where I'm just going to pull the trigger at. And luckily I was able to get just enough on him where he couldn't get down to the very bottom through the tunnel turn, and lost enough momentum there where I could squeak by getting into turn number 3.
Go next here to Christian.
Christian Culley, I'm on pitroad.com. Rudy Fugel, this question's for you. It seems to be something with you in this track. You won here last year with William Byron, and then this year you come here and win with Christopher Bell. What's so special about this place, or what ticks about this place for you?
It's just, I mean, this style of flat, fast, smooth racetracks we're really, really good at, you know. Winners at Texas, Kentucky, Kyle Winner at Kansas. It's our style of racetrack. 2015 with Eric Jones, we came here and tested when he was a rookie, and found some really good stuff, and it's stayed with us.
Additional questions? Go to Zach.
I guess knowing that you have 4 wins now, how crucial are those playoff points going to be heading into the playoffs here? Could that start in, I think, only four more races now?
Yeah, it's huge. That Rudy set me down before we went to Daytona, and we said our goal is to get as many playoff points as we can to make sure that we can, afford mistakes or bobbles or failures.
Phoenix. We don't want to have a Phoenix.
Yeah, exactly.
So we did that. We were the champions last year other than Phoenix. So
yeah, we just wanted to make sure we had a cushion going in there, and I feel like we've done a good job of trying to gap ourselves from everybody else.
One more for you. Had Kyle not been caught up in that mess, do you feel like you guys would have been able to reel him in and to hold him off there at the end, or to get around him?
Well, he would have been a lot better than the 8 truck, that's for sure. But the biggest thing was we were so equal throughout all of practice, and and qualifying, our lap times were almost mirror images of each other. So we had really similar trucks, obviously out of the same shop there, and it was going to be tough, but Rudy put me out in front of him, and the restarts are crazy, so he could have gotten back by me by one of the restarts. You never know, but I think if I was out in front, it was going to be pretty tough for him to pass me, and if he was out in front, it was going to be really tough for me to pass him.
Additional questions? Well, gentlemen, congratulations on the victory, and good luck here in 2 weeks in Michigan.